was predicted here on this very radio show that we would all watch some sports, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually excited about the women's basketball. I've never watched women's college ball, and I was totally all in.
Who are you?
I know, but you know what? This women's basketball, it has everything that we love in a sports story.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything that we love in a good sports story. Underdogs, you know, people that have been overlooked, yeah. You know, just the incredible...
Records being made,
incredible ball playing. I mean, you just have to appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's really... it was really fun.
Oops-a-daisy. Accidental sports talk.
And you know who I... Okay, now I... You know, Brittany, this maybe will... You're like me in this way, but watching, you know, because I watched a little after the Iowa won on Friday night, whoever they beat, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
And I just loved that little blonde lady that all the players talked to from ESPN. She just knew all the players. But anyway, I was so impressed with the coach of the yeah. winning team. Mm-hmm.
She's been outstanding throughout this entire, not just last night, but her press conferences. She's been throwing some BS questions and people have tried to put her in a corner, and she has handled everything with grace, with professionalism, and just pure stunning ability to just say, there's been some controversial topics that have brought up to her for no reason.
Right, yeah. right. And you know what? I loved her silver bomber jacket that she had on yesterday.
Great.
I'm sure that's sold out. But Jana Shortle pointed out and posted the clip. Coach Staley asked for more time so she could say this on national TV. I'm not sure we'll ever witness a greater person and talent in a head coaching job in our game. Every time she speaks, she moves the bar up higher. This is what she had to say after her team beat Iowa and won the women's national. Here's what the coach...
Amazing.
John wants to say one more thing. I really would just like to say that I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome. Awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. We appreciate you.
Wow. Who says that about another team?
Yeah, Coach Staley. We need a movie about this lady. Because
yeah.
then she went on to say that her team lost
yeah.
the five starters that lost in the play, you know, the championship game.
The last time that this team, South Carolina, lost a game was to Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes in the Final Four last year in the NCAA tournament. And they have lost, like you said, a lot of players, brought back some...
All five starters
yes,
or something.
Yeah, and rebuilt the team and done a great job coming
obviously
back.
Obviously, you have an amazing coach.
Oh, the coach. She is, like you said, and Brittany, you said it, you know, a lot of coaches will always give credit. You know, I got to say, a hard-fought effort by the other team, yada,
right.
yada, yada. But
that, she specifically, because she did.
She lifted to this, and I hate speaking about a woman's sport as a man here, but as a man who is now fully in love with NCAA women's basketball far more than I like men's college basketball.
Yeah.
She is 1,000% right. Thank you to Caitlin Clark and her and South Carolina and all those
girls.
I mean,
that team was fun to watch,
too.
They
were amazing.
Amazing.
They
and Paige Bukers and the other girl from Minnesota.
Bunkers. She did really well in UConn. And then we had our girl, Alicia Thompson. She's from St. Michael Albertville. She's a freshman, and she scored 20-something points in the championship game, didn't even phase her, so it was a win-win for us. I was rooting for Caitlin Clark in Iowa because I just really wanted her to everything like this coach said that she has done for this game. I wanted her because she lost last year in the championship. I wanted her to have that championship.
Yeah. But, I mean, they, you know, the that The other team, the South Carolina team, Gamecocks, whatever those are, I don't know. Is that a bird? Is that a shuttle in badminton?
I'm working on it. I'm scared to look it up on this computer.
You're okay.
It's got to be some southern thing, but I mean, those, they look like they had five Caitlin Clarks on their team.
They did. Wow. They were stacked. They had height. They had size.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
They were stacked. Listen to you. You're such a good sports programmer.
They had the size that the Iowa team unfortunately didn't. And the girl that was a freshman for Iowa that did really well in the semifinals, she didn't have the game she needed to have. It just wasn't coming together. And like you said, this South Carolina team is, they're built, I don't want to say better, but they had it 1 through 5. They were stacked.
It was fun. When I got home from the movie, there was like maybe 10 minutes left. And Casey was pacing and watching the game. And he put on pause. He said, oh,
I know.
It was so good. He said, but they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're going to lose. I can see where they're losing, but I can't believe this has been so much fun. I mean, and I said, Casey, is it okay, you know, that you're sharing so many feelings with me right now?
Yeah, but a big shout out to Tessa Johnson. That's the girl, Tessa Johnson.
Yes.
She dropped 19 points, and she's from St. Michael Albertville.
Okay.
And one of our coworkers in the building, Brookie, her husband works with her mom in town here. So there's a little Talk connection to Tessa.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It was fun, but we still don't know what South Carolina Gamecocks is.
Well, it said a fighting rooster, but
a rooster
getting ready to fight, but I don't think that's like a, is that PC to have?
It's really not. It's really not. People haven't gotten around to being mad about that one, but they're going to be mad because, you know, I don't know. It is a thing that goes on illegally, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the definition of, but.
A gamecock is a rooster that fights with spurs on.
Or a feisty bird.
Okay, that's how they've gotten around it. Okay.
A feisty bird, but even that, you know, is kind of like, I don't know, it's funny.
When you Google it, fire crackers go off on Google celebrate
the championship.
That's cool.
It is really cute
because everyone is Googling it today. Everyone is saying, what's a South Carolina Gamecock?
What is it? Right. Exactly.
And then that's plural.
I can't wait to see what the numbers were because they said 12.3 million people
for
watched
Friday.
For Friday's game.
It's going to be huge Sunday
being
night.
That this was midday Sunday. And I was curious how many eyes were on that. I have three TVs in my, I had one in my room, in the living room, and one downstairs.
Grant.
And I was kind of doing a little bit of cleaning, and I just wanted to make sure I wouldn't miss anything when I went.
Oh, Grant, you're funny. I do that sometimes with, like if I promise my mom I'm going to catch up on Young and the Restless.
Totally.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
And I'll pause it, you know, upstairs, and I have it beyond downstairs because I'm really trying to watch it.
I know.
So we can talk about it.
Oh, and it's rare I watch anything in one location.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually go from my computer to my phone to the TV, and luckily it's
a lot of coordinating.
It's a lot of coordinating.
Anyway, it was just fun, and you know what? Poo-poo Star Tribune. I'm not sending any reporter to cover this game.
Right?
We
should have sent you.
They should have sent Royce. He would have gone.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
That is,
with all the Minnesota connection and how big and everything. Oh, I hate it when
two of the biggest players in the Final Four are from Minnesota.
Yeah.
You've got the biggest eyes you've ever had on the sport.
I hate when the ad revenue is more important than the content.
I can see that.
Well, I did see Tina Fey's Target ad last night during the championship.
Oh, you mean Kristen
Wiig, excuse me, not Tina Fey.
That was good.
That was
all
fun.
Of a sudden, Prince comes on, Baby, I'm a Star, and you're like jamming, and you're like, God, this is a good ad, Target, whoever did that ad with them, and the creative, and the Prince Estate cooperating. And it's a perfect fit.
I noticed too that there's two things that I noticed, and this is only coming from a guy who watches a lot of male sports. I loved the female broadcasters.
Oh, weren't they good?
That were breaking down the game. They were breaking down. It was just, it seemed to me like a different emotional perspective than I get with just hard-nosed men who want to tell you what they want to think and what's going to happen. These women were truly giving me advice. I love that. And even the marketing aspect of it, you're seeing like car commercials, all women. I mean, it was...
Maybe they're finally going to catch on that appealing to women is the way to go.
And financially.
And financially.
Great.
And
I mean, look at... I mean, that's so funny because I talk about it about my talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who sets the agenda? Women. It's like when we talk about going to Chanhassen and all these different things that we advertise, it's like women... set the agenda. Women are mostly the ones that, like, it's just wild to them not take this long to catch that.
It really is. It feels very Mad Men-esque. Yeah. Like, oh, come on, catch up. 2024. But look at, we have gone backwards in one sense.
I know.
Women, our bodies, no longer our choice, you know, with that. I mean, that just, I still can't believe that you can say that out loud and it's true.
It's maddening.
So anyway, but we're, you know, we can change that. But when we come back, Brittany, I know how hard you've worked today.
I came in 2.5 hours and barely did anything.
Yeah, but you kept us abreast of the totality eclipse.
Eclipse. I've got a lot of eclipse, and this will be our last eclipse with any news about the eclipse. We're never going to talk about it again.
Okay.
Until 2045, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so this will be your last.
I wonder if I'll even be here. My God.
Take it easy.
Don't talk so far into the future,
I'm
woman.
I'm so sorry. I'll be back with random thoughts.
Hey, everybody, it's Lori here for Carole King. It's called Beautiful, the Carole King musical, an absolutely phenomenal show that is playing on the main stage at the Chanhassen. And we saw it. Monet Sable, the woman who plays Carole, is totally fantastic. She leads this cast of 29 through a ton of songs you'll know and love, and you'll recognize them all, but you'll be surprised to know she wrote so many of them. And then there are the songs that are signature Carole, the ones from Tapestry that we all remember. We remember it's just this true story of how she got started and rose to fame and how she became who she was and finding her own voice. It's just amazing, and it will lift you up and take you to a wonderful spot. I'm telling you, plus all the fantastic tribute shows at the Chan. They're always entertaining you. Visit chanhassendt.com for tickets. Today, you'll enjoy every minute of it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
She is on her way to Finland, Bonnie Tyler. Unlike 2017, when she was performing on a celebrity cruise line that was in the path of totality and performed that... You know, like they knew.
Right, as it came over.
Yeah, it happened.
Perfect
but
timing, yeah, like a fly over the jets.
She's on her way to Finland, according to Extra.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, today was Eclipse Day. Everyone's talking about it. We kept everybody in the know in the office. And by we, I mean me. You know how, like, you don't... Sometimes I come here, especially when I'm working with Lori... I don't really have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I actually come here a lot and I don't really have a job and I'm fine with that. But I like to like grab onto a niche, like my, you know, when we had the app cook off, I just, you know, tried to ramp that up and act like that was a part of my personality.
Yeah.
I decided today that the eclipse was part of my personality.
Right.
As a person, I acted like it mattered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, and I know Grant cared the most, he was the most concerned about where the eclipse was. I did some eclipse searching, and this will be the last time I talk about it, because just like everything with such a Gemini that I am.
We're eclipsed out.
I'm a Gemini. I will immediately lose this as a personality trait tomorrow and never think about it again.
Yeah, no, or nor should you.
Thank you.
No, exactly.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, the song. They say that the search for sales for downloads for the song increased more than 500%. Mm. And it was the number one hit for 4 weeks in 1984. It also shot up. They don't have the
It was 84 when that song came out? I was trying to remember.
4 weeks in 83, I'm sorry.
83, okay. Yes. Yeah, I know.
It looks like that.
I feel like I did some making out to this song.
It'd be a good makeout song.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to figure it out. Yep. Nope, yeah. I would make out to that song for sure. So I thought to myself, you know, all these people making playlists for the eclipse.
This is number one.
This was number one. And I looked at one of the most popular playlists. It was called Total Solar Eclipse Playlist on Spotify. It has more. It has about 20,000 likes. Eclipse by Pink Floyd was one of the songs. Ain't No Sunshine.
That's a good one. Bill
Dark,
Withers.
Yep. Dark Side of the Moon. Blinded by the Light.
Okay. good.
Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars. Black Hole Sun.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a surprising amount. The Eclipse song is longer than most people. Or they're only going to experience the totality of it for like 2 minutes. And this is a 3 hour and 45 minute playlist. So
wow,
you can figure that out. Maybe they'd have to like follow the eclipse and play it. I also, you kind of brought me onto this. This song was originally, it was written by Jim Steinman.
Oh, yeah. He wrote all of the Meatloaf songs.
Yes. So he wrote this song and when he first wrote it, he was thinking.
Meatloaf?
Meatloaf or Celine Dion.
I can hear them both singing this song.
I actually would love a cover
of
this.
Yes.
By them. That would be amazing.
Yeah, because it's like Paradise by the Dashboard. It leaps, it soars, it's got all. I can see both Celine and Meatloaf
100
singing this song.
Together.
Yeah.
Even though Bonnie Tyler owns it so well because she's got that husky, you know, she had that. I don't know. She had the bigness to her voice.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Celine Dion song that she, where it goes fast and slow, when they're looking outside and it's, when it's nice, when the night was so cold.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually recognize that. Very good.
That's a Meatloaf feel too to it. Yeah.
It's very operatic.
Yeah. And then here's a fun thing that happened during the eclipse. Again, my only personality trait today. Hundreds of couples were married in Arkansas at a mass wedding during the solar
How weird eclipse. Is that?
Russellville, Arkansas. They actually,
weird. Of course, Russellville, Arkansas.
Right? They put out the weirdest ad for it. I'm obsessed with this ad. Elope at the Eclipse Mass Wedding. Total Eclipse of the Heart provides everything and even reimburses your $60 marriage license fee. The first 100 couples to register receive a complimentary wedding gift. How many couples?
Our cousins.
I love that $60 is the big incentive. How many couples do you think did this? Now, keep in mind, they must have this thing only came out like 3 weeks prior. How many couples signed up to do this?
100.
300 couples.
Wow.
Oh, that's a pretty big incentive to move your wedding date for only $60.
They didn't have
a
wedding date.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Wow, that is just so bizarre to me, though.
I know.
It's bizarre. It just has shades of like, I feel like there's layer cake of reasons why people are doing it and they're all disturbing.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Now,
except for a couple.
Now I will erase all my eclipse knowledge and I'll never think about it again. We do have to talk about
it. You're going to hear about it tomorrow and the Dallas Zoo animals because they were like right in the totality.
Oy.
They had peak. They apparently the Dallas Zoo animals. There's going to be some video tomorrow on the morning show.
Oh,
okay.
They didn't like it.
I'll embrace this for one more day.
One more day. You got to give it one more day.
Fine.
Brittany, you know the movie Old School when they do the remake Total when the
guy
and I need you more than ever. Yes. And he drops like F bombs in the middle of it. It's like a dirty version of it. Yeah. Every time I play that song, I think of the Old School remake version of it. Not Old School, but in the movie Old School.
Yeah. It's so good.
The giraffes are running, and so are the ostriches. Everything is running at the death.
Getting their cardio in.
A little freaked out by midday darkness. I get that.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Did anyone watch SNL this weekend? Kristen Wiig, did you watch it?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a bunch of random clips from it because it was just so funny.
It was good. The cold open, Grant, Kristen Wiig was, you know.
Or the monologue.
The cold open, but just how popular women's basketball the cold open, not her monologue, but about all these people just being so amazed and excited and stuff like that. And then, you know, it was her fifth time, mm-hmm. so it was kind of fun that Martin Short and John Hamm and Matt Damon and Ryan Gosling and
so many famous people at her monologue. I watched that.
It was a good episode. And Ray, the musical guest, phenomenal.
Really?
I don't know that we've ever seen two powerful songs in one night from the same artist that like could be in SNL's top 10.
Wow. Music. That's impressive.
And Ray's been around, you know, and I think her new album is called My 21st Century Blues, but I mean, she and it's our A-Y-E, and a couple years ago, there's a song that Julia and I were just obsessed with, you know, and then, you know, you move on or you kind of forget, but I'm like, oh, that's Ray Ray. I mean, she was really good.
And that's awesome.
I mean, there were some good skits.
Hilarious. There's a Jumanji one.
Very funny.
Where the logistics about being Jumanji'd come into play, and I was crying laughing, because just like having these conversations with very... women are, you know, the people are not, you know, these over-the-top people. They're like, I don't want to be Jumanji'd. Yeah, and they're like, well, what does that mean to you?
Right,
and it was so
it was
fun.
Good. And I thought the secretary sketch was very clever.
Yeah.
Very pointed in a just like a brilliant comedic way. And props to the ladies for wearing their 60s girdles and bras that the costume department found for
And then the Pilates one.
The Pilates was, that's
too
all.
Too accurate. It was too accurate.
The Pilates class, 2 days in a row, yesterday and today, and I'm expecting tomorrow, we're talking about it.
I know.
And liked it, and we were laughing at it. People were laughing at it for different reasons, you know.
Oh, I mean, it's so funny. I mean, it's with any class, right? Like, you can tell who's new.
And yes.
Hey, mamas, you new? It was so funny.
Yeah, it was just good. And that means, you know, Ryan Gosling is this weekend.
Yeah.
That's why he's in New York. Oh. He's doing, and maybe he and Ava are there with the girls, little spring break. Who knows? But that's why he showed up.
I know she's not going to be there, but Ava, come on.
I know. Just well, I'm fine with the dressing room shot if that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, me too.
Come get home. We got to put the kids to bed.
I know. They're so
cute. Did anything ever sound sexier than Instagram?
No.
You know?
That's true.
I know it. Okay, so I'm all excited.
Yes.
I see this headline and I think, oh, I'm interested in Golden Bachelorette casting rumors and predictions, even though I realize... why I have been blabbing about the rumors and predictions, and most of them me making up rumors predictions.
You've been a source.
I could write this story.
No, you've been a source for your own. I know it's not a good sign when you go, the source is me, I've decided this, because you're also producing it in your mind.
Yeah, so I go to read the story, and sure enough, this is reality's tease prediction, and Grant at this point could have written this, okay? Yeah. The number one prediction is Leslie Fima.
Of course.
And I am going to say that she is going to be the Golden Bachelorette. I don't see how, unless she turns it down, which supposedly our Daisy did.
Yeah.
And I don't see her turning it down. She's the most obvious choice. So that's the best prediction and the best rumor at the same time.
She hits every box because her story was great. She's beautiful.
She has a perfect personality.
Yes. And I don't think would be overwhelmed by the idea of dating many men.
Yeah, because she's 64 she's perfect. So. Okay, that's the number one prediction. Okay,
obviously,
we've been saying that since we saw her at Gary and Teresa's wedding.
Yeah, we've been.
And they did
this.
The long pan shot to her as he referenced Costa Rica. We're like, ah, she's still under contract.
Yeah.
Faith Martin, she's not even in the circus anymore.
No.
The lady was in third place who told Gary, you're standing on my horse's.
Dead horse. You're saying, literally 5 feet above my dead horse.
My dead horse.
Easily the sexiest thing ever said on The Bachelor.
Yeah, No, Faith isn't even a consideration.
Sorry, Faith. You've got kind eyes, but you're fine.
Okay, and then Susan. Susan, who was a light in every episode, so doing people's makeup, and the one who got dubbed Kris Jenner lookalike, because she had dark hair that
she
wrote.
She's got the Kris Jenner haircut.
Haircut, and she married Gary and Teresa. She's not going to be the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, I also...
She's not going to be the Golden Bachelorette.
There's just no way.
No way. We are producers.
Obviously. I mean, we're more invested in it than most.
And Susan, I would love to see her get a chance on Love. I don't think ABC is going to cast her and take their chance.
No.
I know how the mean people think.
I know. I know you do. And you're not wrong. I also just don't think her personality type is the type that's going to be the good at separating the men from the boys.
Yeah.
I don't think she would be like...
I think she's going to spank all of them and have fun, and that she doesn't want to fall in love with anybody.
I think so, too. I think it doesn't seem... like, Leslie, I could see, is still looking for that partner.
Yeah.
And I think Susan's enough fun to not even deal with that.
Yeah, same. And then the other girl, Zip It, Kathy.
No.
No. And Kathy, the one who we also called Caitlyn Jenner, because she's since been... Have you noticed the beauty glow up?
Yes.
She's got ABC... Makeup and hair team have gotten a hold of her and cut and colored and plumped and primped and do everything to look 100% better.
Yeah. Oh, no. She looks great. She was so funny.
Looks like Caitlyn Jenner's cousin.
She actually, has the absolute power to host things on the red carpet. Remember when she was hosting stuff?
Yeah.
But I just mean like, because we kind of like the cornballness. She's cringe in the way that we like.
Yeah. But I mean, how often do they need that? You know, so think of a good place like Gold. If I were ABC, I'd be having my Golden Bachelorette at every red. I would have had them at the basketball on the red carpet. I would be getting them press credentialed.
Same.
For things.
I also think what's cool about this is...
Because people would stop and talk to them. Because everyone would know them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I also think that what's cool is Leslie is is friendly with all these people. They can still weave it in out of the show. Yeah.
The only other person from Gary's season that I really, really just got the biggest kick out of and felt like friends in my head, Sandra.
Yes.
Who was on The Golden Bachelorette. She was on one of the fantasy dates. Somehow April has gotten kicked out of the group.
I know, and I liked April.
Yeah, and Sandra, who, you know, farted on TV, and she's the feisty. She's just feisty.
Yes.
And I love her.
I do, too.
I love her, but look at how long it took them to cast a black woman on as a bachelorette.
I know.
They are not going to cast a 72-year-old black woman as their first Golden Bachelorette. I just know how those suit guys and ladies are thinking over there at NBC. So, but Sandra should definitely be involved with whoever, because she, I think, is...
They didn't even utilize her enough.
No, she's...
She had so many fun parts in that. Like, you know there were so many clips.
She's a star.
Yeah,
she's a star, and someone should see that. And then... People have kicked around, okay, I think Hoda and Jenna started this, that Kathy Lee Gifford would be a good celebrity Golden Bachelorette.
I would honestly watch the heck out of that.
Yes, and she lives in Nashville, and she's available. So they've started that little campaign, and Kathy Gifford, during a recent show, said, if they asked me, I would... probably do it. Something to that effect.
I would watch the heck out of that.
And then fans are trying to try and get Susan Lucci, the great Erica Kane from All My Children, to do it. But, you know, she and her husband, Herman, were married for like 50 years. Mm-hmm. And he's only been gone like 2 years. She's still devastated. She's 77. She looks like she's an ageless Erica Kane. You don't know quite how old she is, if she's 40, 50. Beautiful, but knowing Susan the way I do.
Of course.
Just comes from watching all my children
of
purely.
Of course, knowing her in and out.
Yeah, she's not ready for, she's not looking for love.
I don't care. Like,
and I can't think of any other celebrities, I guess. Well, you know who I'd love is Melanie Griffith, but I'll never get my wish. Or Sharon Stone. I mean, Sharon Stone
could
would
you
be...
even
that
imagine?
That would be amazing if Sharon Stone could be the Golden Bachelorette. I would... I could guarantee that would get, like, killer ratings. But I'd have to talk to Sharon to talk her into this. Brittany.
ABC, if you're listening, change anything. I need them to be an hour. I love the 1 hour. They can be, you can make more episodes.
Yes.
I'm fine with that. But I love the 1 hour, one a week. Great.
So it's going to be Leslie.
And don't produce the heck out of it. Let them all just have friendships.
Yeah. Like what we saw in this last one where it was compressed and they didn't have as much time to edit and make trouble.
Yeah. And to like start things. You know, plant things in ears and stuff like that. So
it was really, we'll never have another first season like that again.
We had so much fun with that. That like gave me so much life in the dead of winter.
Anyway, so the A-lister chance, 10% of that happening, 90% the odds on favorite Leslie female. Would you agree?
That I'm in. Leslie, we've been manifesting Leslie's career this whole time.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we'll be right back.
What is the meaning of this?
Hollywood.
Okay. I promise you, Brittany, you're going to be able to Hollywood speak today.
You literally made me feel so secure as a person because you said, you will know this. And I looked at Grant and I was like, will I?
Will I? Will I be able to do this? Okay. So Kimora Lee Simmons. You know who that is?
Yes, ma'am.
Baby Fat, remember that fashion line?
And it was
huge. Everything at Herberger's. Herberger's had a whole Baby Fat line.
Yes.
Anyway, so Kimora Lee Simmons, who has two daughters with Russell Simmons, they've long been broken up. I feel like I watched her reality show.
Same.
Anyway, there were these photos that came out of her daughter, her 21-year-old daughter, Aoki, who is frolicking in St. Bart's with a man, a rich man by the name of Vittorio Asif. And he co-founded the Serafina restaurant chain of restaurants. But I think they're...
It's a New York one, right? Serafina's a New York one.
I think so. So Vittorio, and they're frolicking. And she's very kissing him. And, obviously she looks like his granddaughter at first glance.
How old is he?
He's 65 and she's 21.
Okay,
but.
44-year difference.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I mean, I was with my sister when she married a man 28 years senior, and we could not get over the funny things you don't even know about, but. It all depends, that age difference, maybe that works if you're like,
I know,
like in your 40s, maybe, and you don't
43
mind.
43 year or 44 years
it's too much.
Old.
It's too much.
Much.
It's
I'm
too much.
I'm sorry.
It's, what, it is. What it's would grandfather.
You just have to fix his phone every 2 minutes. Like, what do you do?
He's in heaven because he's 65 and he's feeling feisty. Okay. Yeah, he's feeling fine. He's feeling fine. Here's what Kimora posts on her Instagram, and it's a mama panda.
Yeah.
Carrying her baby panda across the road, and it says, "On my last nerve right now."
Oh my God! Mama bear says, "No good. We ain't trying to be frolicking with a 65-year-old." Get your booty back home. Get your booty back wherever. Yeah,
that is, the mom is going to, you are going to hear from your mother.
On my last nerve. Oh, that is so.
Isn't that?
I mean, good for her to say something.
And she did it out loud and just like, but people, were messaging her and she and Russell, that whole mess and everything. And I feel like she was 20. At least 20 years younger than Russell Simmons. And so she knows how disastrous an age range can be, especially when you are 19, 20, 21. Yeah. You have no worldly, womanly skills yet.
No, you don't have any even like say in the relationship at all. They have all the power dynamic is so shifted. Okay, here's what I would agree with. if I was her mom, I would be not for this. If I was her friend, I'd say, girl, let's just have one really fun rich girl summer. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then you're done. Like, come September, we're done with this guy. We're going to be no feelings attached to him. And we're not going to put ourselves in a bad situation.
You know women.
But you're going to have to let her have one insanely crazy summer with this man. It's just going to happen. The yachts, the things, I get it. Yeah. I get it. And honestly, you know who's benefiting the most? Her friends.
For sure.
Because they're not the ones that have to have sex with him.
Right, exactly. It's so true. It's like if you had a girlfriend in the 80s who really would do anything for cocaine.
Yeah.
If you were just a girlfriend, you might benefit from that.
Or a boat, man. Honestly. The things that girls will do. Boat, man.
We've all got a friend. Like, oh, and a boat friend.
Boat friends, Anyway, so Kimora's letting us know, and that just made me laugh.
Oh, that's so
okay, here's another hilarious one, a social media one. So you know that hillbilly soap opera we have, which
the
is
the Cyruses.
And so Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth were on and off for over a decade after they met on a movie. They married in 2018, divorced in 2020. Miley, it seems like that was the most significant, you know, first big love of her life and all of that. And then Miley's little sister, Noah, was low-key on the down-low having an affair with a man who was 20-some years her senior that she didn't introduce to the family, but they were friends with benefits for like a year and a half. And then Noah's mom started dating him. And then, boom, 3 months later, Tish is married to Dominic.
Yeah.
Noah's former lover. So today...
things are chaotic.
Noah Cyrus...
yeah.
...liked a thirst trap picture that Liam Hemsworth did of himself at the gym.
Okay, I know this through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Miley sided with Tish because they do things together. And so she's putting a little sister kind of little nudge into Miley saying, I can fight back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is your sore spot. I mean, this is the song that Flowers is all about.
You're right.
So this is her going like, this is how I'm going to fire back. Remember, I have a voice. Remember.
I know stuff. I'm your sister.
I'm your freaking sister. So if anyone knows how to punch below the belt, it's me.
Yeah.
And this is just a taste of what I can do.
Whoa. See, I told you, Brittany.
Yes.
You'd be able to do that one. And I believe the story was that Miley hired security because Tish knew that Noah and her brother were going to be so pissed about this rushed wedding that they were worried they would come and try and stop their mom from marrying this guy.
Because they got married at Miley's house on the beach.
Yeah.
And then they ended up, Noah and her brother ended up posting a picture of them at Walmart while she was wearing Noah was wearing a Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Another social media clapback.
Right.
Like, I'm taking a side. I mean, no one knows how to fight kind of like... not direct hits, which as us as sisters, we can say, oh, I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't a direct, it wasn't like you can't like knock me out back. It's like, this is what I was just living.
That is just very good. Very, very good.
Oh, I just want to make you happy all the time.
Kelsey Ballerini, you know, her first look last night. Well, maybe her second look. It was her first look and she was in a sheer metallic cover-up gown under which she wore a bathing suit.
That As look, one okay? does, yep.
It's been around, whatever, and people were yelling at her because it was a high-waisted brief under this shimmery dress, and people, you know, and of course, she reads the comments. They told her to put on her pants, and she just wrote back, shut up, no, I didn't, it looks hot, period.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we just tell her, don't even respond. Don't even respond. I mean...
it did look hot.
And it did look hot.
And you know what, in the moment, I believe she really did that one. She did that one. Shut up. No, it was just like right off the top of her head.
I love that for her. But I also go, you don't have to respond to these idiots. You looked amazing. I mean, you could spend your whole life fighting these ghosts in the comments.
You know what, where I think she dates, you know, Chase.
Okay.
From Outer Banks.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Stokes.
Stokes.
Okay.
And I think that the fan girls for that show.
Yeah,
like they don't like him dating her. Mm-hmm. He went from dating his co-star on the show, the Madeline.
Yeah. Olivia Munn faced the same thing with Harry Styles. Got really attacked by the big fan.
And I think that she gets attacked, and she made her... I feel like I've seen these two on the red carpet together, but she wore a dreamy red dress. And, you know, I'm happy for her because she had a started marriage that just didn't work out for her. And you know, it broke her heart to break up with them. But it also, sometimes like when you're 28 or something, you go, oh my gosh, life is long.
Yeah.
Like it's really long.
It's really long.
It's really long. And you're looking at, and you know, and they just seem happy. But I think she gets heat for being his girlfriend.
I'm glad she stood up for herself at the same time. You don't have to. You could just... Your outfit says everything. You look amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know it. All right. Very good. I'm applauding your Hollywood skills.
All I want is you to like me, Lori. They like me.
They like you.